नमः तिक्कत्याय च प्रवाग्न्याय च नमः किश्चिलाय च श्रवणाय च नमः कपर्थिने च पुलस्तवे च नमः ईरिण्याय च प्रभच्याय च शुक्लयजुर्वेदसंहिता. ओ लॉर्ड, though out on the sandbanks, as well as in the midst of the current, I bow to Thee. Though out in the little pebbles, as well as in the calm expanse of the sea, I bow to Thee. O pervading Lord, though out in the barren soil and in crowded places, I bow to Thee. Today, I'm going to read Atma Nivedana, November-December 1983. By Swami Nisheshananda. First is a poem, Express, No Seek. All objects seen in the waking state are shaped from subtle fields of force. Behind the food and drink consumed are also fields of diverse kinds. The body built from food essence with limbs and organs fixed on it is likewise made of subtle waves which would, when mixed, all grosser forms. In mental sphere, emotions rise. They rage like storms and then subside. They come and go as waves from sea, the psychic sea, the source of thoughts. In it resides the need for peace, which leads to fresh efforts and gains. New views then come, old views die out, with doubts and fears, and wisdom reigns. That wisdom shows how field and sea, in truth are peace, right here and now. Then seeking peace will make no sense, so thought must henceforth express peace. Here is an article, Prana series, Behind Bodily Functions. Systematic analysis shows that things perceived are really indescribable. It is impossible to perceive me directly. Therefore, also, I am also beyond the range of precise words and thoughts. Yet, a skillful use of these very tools can help sincere aspirant to stay attuned to me. To a man in the waking state, I appear as his life force. His judgments are normally based on the work of his organs and limbs. His five senses bring him message from the outer world. So he knows me as the power enabling him to hear, touch, see, taste and smell. His organs of actions are also five. With their help, he speaks, grasps, walks, and operates the two lower apertures. He associates his voluntary control over them with my constant presence. As he reflects more, he finds that other activities are likewise derived from me. He feels, for example, that I am behind his digestive fire. He connects me with the formation of his blood and the molding of every cell. He sees me as the principle presiding over all his organic and bodily functions. Sustained reflection makes his vision penetrate deeper. He already understands the scientific view that the atom is in fact a whirlpool of energy. He now gradually becomes aware that his digestive process itself is basically a complex vortex of different energy. It is these that takes the form of his saliva, bile and other digestive juices. These powerful liquids break down the food eaten and extract the nutrients. Other energies then build up the entire body. They promptly replace
those which were lost when the cells yield up their energy as wood burns on a fire. I will finish up with a prayer. Kayena vacha manasa indriyarvya buddhyotmanava prakrite svabhavat karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayaneyet samarpayamim. Whatever I do, either by body, speech, mind or sensory organs, either with my personal knowledge or natural trait, I surrender and submit all to that, to the Supreme Divine Narayana. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.